Now, Bletchley Park is back in the news today. It's been announced the government will not stand in the way of legislation to offer a full parliamentary pardon for the codebreaker Bletchley Park, Alan Turing. The mathematician received a criminal conviction for his homosexuality, despite helping us to win the Second World War. Professor Barry Cooper is chair of the Turing Centenary Advisory Committee. Professor, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good to see you.
Barry, this whole debate about Alan Turing being convicted for homosexuality has been going on for quite some time now. Should it have gone on for this long? Should it have dragged on for this long?
Well, I think it's quite a complicated issue, and it's taken the government particularly a while to catch up with all the ingredients that are in force here. The thing is, I mean, Alan has given such a tremendous service to our country, but it's quite complicated. The science is the science and the decoding and all the kind of technical issues involved are difficult to get your head around, And it's taken a while to really take it on board, the seriousness and the fact that we've persecuted one of our greatest scientists.
Persecution is the wrong word, because I know there are people who, whether they agree or not, they say that was the law at the time and he broke it, but it was just ridiculous.
Well, it wasn't actually just the law, because there wasn't really a requirement for him to be forced to take hormone treatment. I mean, that was an add-on, if you like. And so at the time, that shouldn't really have happened, especially when you know that the effect of hormones on mental activity, for instance. I mean, can you imagine doing that to Einstein? I mean, it's ridiculous, and I think it's a historic injustice that people are now very pleased to try and put right to some extent.
What do you think? I mean, is it possible to know, Barry, what Alan Turing would have made of all the fuss about him and Bletchley Park? Because he was never truly recognised for his achievements.
No, of course. I mean, because of the Official Secrets Act at the time, he left Bletchley Park, which was a fantastic project, you know, with 10,000 people there working in secret. And then he goes from this huge role in winning the war to a relative obscurity, you know, a kind of a minor academic role and some role in the building of the first computers, which was not terribly high profile at the time, of course, affected us greatly since then. I don't know what Alan would have made of it, because it must have been deeply humiliating, the trial in Manchester. People at the time, even the people who supported him, didn't really want to talk about it, and so, you know, he must have felt a bit of an outcast, I guess, in many ways.
You know, I've often thought about this. What must he have felt? The pain he must have felt, because he did make sacrifices for the country. He did make a significant...
Yes,
and to sit there and to have to take that persecution, which you mentioned earlier.
Yes, I mean, personally, there was the physical effects on him. You know, I mean, everybody knows about, you know, the effects on his body of taking female hormones. But I think it really hurt him that maybe his credibility as a scientist was damaged. I mean, he was by then a fellow of the Royal Society, but he did feel that he kind of lost it a little bit, and that his kind of groundbreaking researches, which were very cutting edge at the time, would probably not receive the attention and credibility they should have done. So it was a terrible time for him. He lost his social life, of course, as well, but, you know, that's another story.
Bletchley Park, Barry, is in the news almost every other day. What are you doing as part of the Turing Centenary Advisory Committee?
Well, there's this kind of wonderful synergy between the Turing Centenary and the Bletchley Park championing that's been going on. And it's really fantastic to see both, I mean, surprisingly, the government now supporting the Turing pardon, it seems, and, you know, money beginning to flow into Bletchley Park, which is long overdue for support. It's a fantastic place. People who haven't been there, you know, really ought to go, and they'll be amazed at how engrossing the whole experience is. It's just great. I mean, we're just doing what we've always done, which is to try and get over to people information about the fantastic things that happened there, the fantastic fantastic people that were at Bletchley Park, and some of them still alive and have reunions and so on. And it's great, you know. I mean, it's just fantastic to go there and to see the machines that have been reconstructed. Of course, they were all a lot of the machines were destroyed after the war, but they're now being rebuilt by enthusiastic
people. Barry, pleasure talking to you. I wish you well, sir.
Yeah.
Professor Barry Cooper, Chair of the Turing Centenary Advisory Committee.